All right. Says it's on. Can you hear me? There we go. Whoa. Microphone issues again. No. I think I'm alive now. Okay. Have you ever had one of those days where everything goes wrong and doesn't make any difference how hard you try and you keep trying and keep trying and the harder you try, the worse it gets? If I had to ask you on those days, most of you would quickly say that you trust God. But what does it mean to trust God? Webster has many definitions of trust. One is that trust is assurance reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Another definition is a trust that depends on something future. And the third definition they have, a trust, is something that committed or entrusted to one to be used or cared for instead of another person. Okay? Let's be honest. There are times when trust is not so simple. Trusting God means that we believe in someone we cannot see, by the way, is the definition of faith. Trusting God also means that sometimes we don't understand what he's doing. Trust means that we have to admit that we are no longer in control. All of these things literally goes against our human nature, which makes trusting even harder. But we can trust him. Yet God calls us to trust him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." John 14, 1 through 4 says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house is many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Is there anyone who needs comforted this morning? I know there is. We lose loved ones that we love. We lose jobs. We have physical problems. There's also times in life where we feel alone and we feel depressed. We experience all kinds of trouble. But guess what? Jesus has the solution to all of our troubles. It's a threefold solution. One is to trust him. That's the first step. Two is to be an active participant. And three is to trust in his promises. Trust in God? What does that really mean? Let's go back to the first definition of trust by Webster. Trust is the assurance reliance on a character, ability, strength of someone or something. So we're going to explore a little bit about God's character, his abilities, and his strength to see if he meets the definition. First, God is conscious. He is aware of each one of us. Matthew 6, 8 says, "For your Father knows what you need before you ask him." He knows what we need before we even ask him. This tells me that my God is all-knowing. I don't know about you, but that would convince me to trust him. Not only does he know everything about me, even there's times I don't know everything about myself, but he knows everything about everybody and everyone else. God cares about us. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares upon him, because I care about you." This means whether you or I are faced with problems, situations, or obstacles that seem so monstrous that we don't know how we're going to get through, we're not alone. God is with us. We can take all of those things and throw them on God, and he will handle them. Not only will he handle them, but he will handle them in a way that is beneficial to us. So he's just not going to take care of it just to take care of it, but he's going to do it in a way that's going to be more beneficial to us. But first, we have to trust him, and we have to hand it over to him. God is consistent. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God is faithful. Faithful means that we can count on him and trust him to do exactly what he says he's going to do every time. I don't know about you, but there's been people in my life that I thought I could trust and that I thought were faithful. They have let me down. But God is not like that. You can trust that he's going to do what he says every time, every single time. Even though others let us down, he will not. The amazing part that God is so faithful that even when we're unfaithful to him, he doesn't go away. He still remains faithful to us. Faithful in the sense that his arms are always wide open to accept us when we're ready to come to him. God is capable. Ephesians 3:20 says, he who is able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. This means that there is nothing too hard for God. He is capable of supplying all of our needs, not our wants, but all of our needs. The amount of trust we have in him is the amount of blessing we received. So God does match the first definition of Webster. We can rely on his character, we can rely on his abilities, and we can rely on his strength. The second part of the solution is to be an active participant. This is where he trusts us to do our part. I believe God gave us the ability to make decisions, but often we take that and try to make all the decisions without having him in our lives or involved in those daily decisions, which is not right. He did create us with a brain, and he expects us to use it. He could have created us without a brain and just tell us what to do, and we do it. So he was all-knowing, and he gave us a brain. So we need to use that brain wisely. Trusting God means that both we wait for him on guidance and direction and leadership, but it also means that if we know the direction, that we need to get moving and start in that direction. Sometimes God tells us where he wants us to go, but he leaves the method of how to get there up to us. There are times in our lives when you get in a rut. If you feel like that today, you need to stop and think about why. Is it because you don't know what direction you need to be going? If so, then you need to ask God for guidance and wait on him and let go and listen for what he tells you. But if you know what direction you need to go, then you need to get moving. Don't wait until all the pieces of the puzzle are in place. Take the first step. Get moving. God will lead you. God will speak to you as you act and move. So trusting God means waiting on direction and then heading in that direction, trusting him for the power and the abilities to get there. God not only wants you to be an active participant, to move, but he also wants control. He wants you to give him his all. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So he wants nothing held back. Give it all to him. All that we have, all that we may become. He wants it all. Not only does he want all of us, but he wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. This means he wants us to trust him in all situations, not just the ones that we feel overwhelmed with. God wants us to trust him even when we don't understand what's going on. God wants us to trust him when life is not making sense to us. God wants us to trust him completely so that he can do what's best for us. God gives us the power of his direction and his presence. God wants us to follow him, even when the future seems uncertain. And especially this year, there's been a lot of uncertainty. And God wants us to trust him. And I can say this year is probably one of the years that my trust in God has grown. So that's one good thing out of this year. So he wants you to trust him, even when you don't understand. The final part of the solution is trust in his promises. I don't know about you, but there's been a time in my life where people are like, you just need to do this. This will work. It will be fine. And it doesn't work. But God promises that his solution works. So if we try his solution, we know that it's going to work. He gives us promises while we're in the midst of the solution, and he gives us promises for our future. One of those promises he gives is that he will never leave us. He will never leave us. This promise is found in two different places, Deuteronomy 31:6 and Joshua 1:5. He will be with us through all the life's obstacles, and he will not leave us. Even if we choose to leave him, he is still with us. The second promise is that he has it under control. Everything is under his control. Jeremiah 29:11, which is one of my favorite verses. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. We might think that it is not apparent that God has everything under control. In our mind, we might think God doesn't have everything under control because it's pure chaos. But he does, right? That's not the case. He knows the hurdles. He knows pitfalls. He knows obstacles. But he also knows that he's bigger than any of them put together. And he wants us to trust that he's bigger than all of that put together. You will find him sufficient. You will find him abundantly able to meet the needs along the road. I am not just saying this. I've experienced this in my own life. And when we are weak, God becomes our strength. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, for my power is made perfect in weakness. His power is made perfect in our weakness. God promises that he will give us a future, but not only a future, but he goes ahead of us. And not only does he go ahead of us, but he prepares the way as he goes. So this means there is no place that he takes us where we have not already been, or he's not already been. We've not, might not have been there, but he's been there. And so when he calls us to those times of uncertainty, when he calls us to do things that we don't understand, that we don't know, we can rest assured that he's already been there. He already knows the outcome. He's already got us covered. We just have to trust in him. But the promise most think about is the great kingdom. And I did not talk to Doug this morning, just so you know. It was not coordinated. His great kingdom, which is heaven. Another term people use for heaven is home. Home is a place where you can just be yourself. And in most situations, it's a place that you're always loved and accepted. Stop and think about heaven. I think that's our theme today. Stop and think about heaven. If you trust in God, much of you is already there. Your name is written there. Your citizenship is there. Your Savior is there. Some of your loved ones are there. And God promises, if you trust him fully, that you will be there also one day. I know this is a really short sermon, probably one of my shortest ones. But do you have burdens this morning? Are you troubled? Are you worried or anxious? Do you feel empty inside? Do you feel lonely, lost, or confused? God only has one question for you. Will you trust me fully? What is your answer? Praise team.